starting with Mezuz Hashem, but Metzia Daf Mem Gimel, we'll begin at the Mishnah, in the very first line. So, Mafkin Mois Eitzol Shulchani. If a person deposits money, gives money over to a Shulchani. So then, Imtzrurin, if they're bundled up, Lo Yishtamish Bahen. So then, the Shulchani is a money changer, so he can't use them. Lefichach. Therefore, since he's not supposed to use them, so it fits that Im Avdu, if they should get lost, in a Chai Bach Reyusan, okay, he wasn't able to use it, so he would be a normal shomer, is what we're thinking. He'd be a shomer, a regular shomer chinam, and therefore, shomer chinam is pater on Geneva Vaveda. Mutarin. If, however, let's say the money was given loose, meaning it wasn't tied up, yishtamish bahem, so then the shulchani is allowed to use them. You give money to a shulchani, that what do you expect him to do with it? He's in the money-using business, right? Money-changing business, so he's going to use it. And therefore, yishtamish bahem, he could use it. Lefichach, therefore, im avdu chayv bachriyusan. So now, if something should happen to them, you're going to be chayv bachriyusan. The Gemara is going to delve into exactly what the status of the shulchani is, who's now allowed to use the money. Meaning, is he a shoyl, or is he a shomer sachar? This is nafgamina in regards to einsin, let's say. Okay, so now. The first case is a case of a shulchani, a money changer, and we're talking about where he's not supposed to use the money. In the second case, where he can use the money, we have to figure out what is his status. Eitzel bal habayis. Now, let's say, and we're not really going to discuss anything past here in the Mishnah, we're not going to discuss. Eitzel bal habayis, if you leave money by bal habayis, it makes no difference. Bein shruin, ubein mutarin, lo yishtamesh bahen. Okay, so again, you deposit something that isn't in the realm, bal habayis isn't supposed to be using your money, period. Meaning it's by a shulchani that you're leaving it by the shulchani, and that's his business, so it's a general understanding. If that's what he does, so then he could use them if the money is mutarin, if it is not tsruin. Okay, so bal habayis, he shouldn't be using the money anyways. Lefichach, that's not his business. Lefichach, im avduin echai bach riyusan. Okay, therefore, he is essentially a shomer chinam. Like any shomer chinam, he's going to be pater on Geneva Vaveda. Chenveni, and then we're not going to dine on this case either, but what is the status of a chenveni? So the Gemara says chenveni, kabal habayis. Chenveni is like a bal habayis, a mayor, meaning you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer chenveni, so he's a shopkeeper, so he's in between, right? He's a guy who has some business shaychus to money. It's not his ikker business like a shulchani. So when you leave money by a shulchani, of course he's going to use them. That would be the Pashan understanding. A chenveni somewhere in between a shulchani and a bal habayis, and therefore it's going to be a machlekes between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir says that chenveni is bal habayis. Rabbi Yehuda says chenveni ke shulchani. Zakta Gemara. So Gemara first wants to understand like this, that normal people keep their money tsurin. And the point of the Mishnah is when you give your money to, as a pekadon, to a shulchani, the understanding, general understanding is he's going to use that money because that's what he does with money. So Mishum Ditzruin, just because it's tied up, lo yishtamish bahem, and the way Rashi explains it is like this, derech kol adam lotzur ma'isav, right? You don't keep your money right? You put it in a wallet. However, in those days, it was normal to have the money tsurin. So the fact that you dropped the money off tsurin, again, there were coins in a purse, right? But if it's tsurin, and it was given over to the shulchani, why should that mean he's not using it? So Amar Rav Asi, you have to add on to this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bitzurin v'chasumin shanu. We're talking about where it's bound and sealed, right? Like, for instance, it's like ready for the Brinks truck, the armor truck, right? Where it's signed off and there's all authorizations. It's not supposed to be touched. Meaning, it's a way that it's nicker that the money is not supposed to be touched. And therefore, even the shulchani in that situation isn't going to use him. Ramari Amar, Bekesher Mashona, Ikid, Bekesher Mashona, okay? That it's some sort of weird Kesher. But either way, again, there's something on the money that's indicating that the person who's leaving the Bekadon does not want the Shulchani to use the money. Ikid the Amri, some say that rather, Boyi Rav Murray, that Rav Murray didn't say it as a statement, but he wasn't sure. Kesher Mashona, Mai, does that constitute an indication that he does not want the money used or not? Teku. And the Gemara does, by Shver, so it's Teku, we don't know. Next. So again, and this is going to be the ikker, this is going to be the meat of our sugya right now. Like we said, we have to figure out a shulchani, what is his status? So it's mutarin, if you leave money by a shulchani, a money changer, so if it is not tsruin, meaning not tsruin in a way that indicates that the person who left it there, that the owner of it does not want the shulchani to use it, then the shulchani may use it. Amar Rav Huna, va'afilu nensu. Now, says Rav Huna, you're going to be chayiv since the Shulchan is allowed to use the money, you're going to be chayiv even on einsin. Which means, in our heads, if we're thinking about this from the perspective of Bava Metzia, Perek Shlishi, Hamafkid, right? So we're thinking about this from the perspective, what category is he in, the Shulchani? He is not a Shomer Chinam, because he'll have to use it. He's not a Shomer Sachar, according to Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Afilu Nensu, because a Shomer Sachar is Potter on Einzin, right? So what are you? You're a Shail, you're a borrower. A Shail is Chayiv on Einzin. So that is, what we're saying is like this. When the guy deposited money by the Shulchani, the fact that the Shulchani is allowed to use them, even though the money's sitting right here, he's essentially considered a Shail on them. And what we're saying is that it's not he's not a Shomer anymore, because if he was a Shomer Chinam, he would be Potter on Gneiva Aveda. If he's a Shomer Sachar, he would be Potter on Einzin. From the fact that Rav Huna is saying, Vafilu Nensu, he's saying he is a Shail, which means the money sitting there, even though it's sitting on the money changer's table, that money is sitting there, since he has the right to use it, he's a Shail, and he's going to be Chayev Bainzin.
Why is he a Shail? He's not expected. If he does use it, he's not going to return the same money.
Okay, so, exactly. But because the money's there, he has the status of a Shail.
Until he uses it,
and then Milva lights on Nitna, right? And then it'll convert. But he's also a borrower, and he'd also be Chayev Bainzin in that situation. Right. But technically speaking, the din is, right? I think it's because it's be'en. Because the money's sitting there, you're shoyal on the money. Now, when you use it, then you become chayiv to repay it. But the point is, halachically, your status is the same, right? A shoyal is going to have to, right? Is going to be chayiv and einzin as well. So,
he's going to pay the fee for a service.
No, he's not. He's not going to pay the fee. What we're saying is, hamafgid, that's what happens when you come in. You missed the first part of the Mishnah. Hamafgid ma yiseitzel shulchani. Meaning, you didn't give it to him in a business transaction. You gave it as a pikadon. You're asking him to watch your money. Okay? The guy's got good security. If he's got a money-changing shop, he's got good security. It's a place where I want my money kept. Okay? Now, the point is, I'm giving you my money so he could use it. He can use it. Okay? Says Rav Huna that he's going to be chayiv of the money, the shulchani, even if there's an inus, which means his status is a shail. Frakti Gemara, hold on 1 second. What did the Mishnah say? Baha avdu katani. The Mishnah said, avdu lefichach im avdu chayiv ba'achriyusan. If it gets lost, which sounds like it's not talking about a shail, because otherwise it would have said nansu. So the Gemara says, that we can answer, right? We have an answer. We can go to our definitions dictionary. We've had this one before. Kidaraba damaraba nignavu. Sometimes when it says nignavu, it means less than mezuyin, which is Gezela, and sometimes when it says Avdu, it really means Einsin Shetava Sfina Sebayam, right? It's loss, not necessarily standard loss, Einis loss. Okay, good. So we can define that. So Rav Huna holds that you're Chayiv in Einsin, the fact that the Shulchani can use the money makes him Chayiv in Einsin. Rav Nachman Amar, Netensu Lai. You're not going to be Chayiv in Einsin. So Amar Rava says, I don't understand. Basically, if you're not Chayiv in Einsin, what does that make you? In our world, as a Shem, if he's going to be chayiv v'gneva v'aveda, that's clear in the Mishnah. It says avdu, right? According to Rav Huna, who says you're chayiv and einsin, he has to modify that it's avdu of Rabba, which is an einus. He's going to be chayiv and einsin because he's a shail. He's definitely not a shomer. What we're saying is like this: he's either a shomer chinam or a shail, right? Because he has the rights to use the money. He's not a shomer sachar. He's not a shomer sachar because he's not being paid. Now he has the rights to use the money, which what we're thinking is makes him a borrower. He's borrowing the money. Or he's watching the money. He's a shomer chinam, and he should be potter on Gneva Vaveda. So why, how do you have, and the Gemara is going to ask, Amar le Rav Rav Nachman, lididach da amrit, netensu loy, that you're not going to be chayav on einsin. So what that means is, alma loy have shoyl alayhu. If you're not chayav on einsin, that means you're not a shoyl. Now, if you're not a shoyl, then you must be a Isha Lehavi, Shomer Sachar Nami Lehavi. You're not a Shomer Sachar either. You're a Shomer Chinam. If you're a Shomer Chinam, you should be Potter on Gneva Vaveda. So why does the Mishnah say, Avdu Chayiv Amar Leh? So Rav Nachman responds that no, he is a Shomer Sachar. Bahamaydina Lach, Dehoyel Venene Mahane. Since he's allowed to have Hana from the money, even though we don't consider him a borrower as soon as he has the ability to use it, but he is a Shomer Sachar, Bahu Hana Di Misrami Le Zvina, Isbe Ravcha, right, is what we call Zvina Harifa, right? If he's got a good mitzia to buy, he's got cash available to use, he's allowed to use it, Zavan Bahu, He's going to buy it. So therefore, havi alayu shomer sachar. So he's getting some sort of benefit out of the potential availability of using this money. That makes him a shomer sachar. And therefore, again, so what is the status of a shulchani? Somebody who leaves money at a shulchani where the shulchani is allowed to use it. What is the status while the money is still there? Rav Huna says he's a shayel, which means he's chayv in einsin. Rav Nachman says he's a shomer sachar because until he actually uses it, he's just a regular shomer, but we consider him a shomer sachar since he has the ability to use the money. Shomer chayim is not allowed to use the money. Okay, so now, Esvei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, let's ask Akash and Rav Huna, how could you tell me? Rav Huna basically says that when the money's sitting there, available to be used, it's essentially, you're considered already borrowing the money. That's what we mean. Esvei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, let's look at this case in regards to Mi'ila. Hamafgid ma'isas al shulchani, im tsrurin la yishtamish bahen. So again, like we said, if it's tsrurin in a way that we know that the person who left the money there does not want the shulchani to use it, so then he can't use it. Lefichach im haitzi loy ma'al ha-gizbar. Therefore, if he actually used it, there's no me'ila on the gizbar. The gizbar was the one that left the money there. Now, the gizbar is responsible to make sure that the money stays as it is. So since he left it tsrurin, so the gizbar did his job, because he left it tsrurin, which means that the shulchani wasn't supposed to use it. And if the shulchani does use it, who's going to be chayav for me'ila? That would be the shulchani, because he wasn't supposed to use it. Okay? Ve'im mutarin, if it's untied, which basically sends a signal, the gizbar, who's taking the money back, there, sends a signal to the shulchani, you may use this money now. Which, who should the me'ila be? Therefore, yishtamish mem lefichach im haitzi mo'al ha-gizbar. The gizbar is going to be mal because he deposited money there. Now, what we're saying is the key word here is imhaitzi. It's only if the shulchani, when he used the money. But it sounds like as long as it's sitting on his table, he didn't use the money. There is no me'ila on the gizbar. I frek the gemara v'i amar afilu nensu. If you want to tell me, Rav Huna, that you're going to be chayiv on einsin, means that you're a shayel, which means that even though the money is here, it's considered that you're using the money, not that you can, but you are using the money. So if, even if the shulchani, even if the shulchani doesn't spend the money, as soon as it gets to his table, if the money was deposited by the gizbar in a way that demonstrates that he's okay with the shulchani using it, as far as we're concerned, the shulchani is already using it, he's already a shayel, because how do we know? Because he's chayev in einsin. He's a shayel. He's a shayel because he's chayev in einsin. It's kashan Rav Huna. Again, money that's sitting on the table. There's a machlokes in Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. What is the status of that money? Rav Huna says he's a shayel. He's already using that money. Even though it's sitting right there, he's already using it. Okay, and therefore he's going to be chayev in einsin. Rav Nachman says no. Until he actually uses it, he's a shomer. What type of shomer? Because he can use the money, that makes him a shomer sachar. Okay, but the point here is, why is the gizbar, if he left it on the shulchani's table, according to Rav Huna, in a way that means that it's mutarin, which means the shulchani is already using it. Again, not can use it. According to Rav Huna, he's already using it. So then as soon as the gizbar leaves it there, that's when there's me'ila. Why is there only me'ila when the shulchani actually spends the money? As long as it's sitting there, it's already considered as if it's he put it into use and there's already chayav on me'ila. So that would be the gizbar, because he left it with the shulchani. In a way, when he gave it to the shulchani, that's when it was yotze merishus hektish, essentially. That's when it became available to use. He gave it to him in a way where it's available to use. So now, amar lei hu adin, so the Gemara answers no. Hu adin afagav deloy haitzi. Really, haitzi is lavdafka, don't get so worried about it. It's really lavdafka, and you're right. According to Rav Huna, he'd have to learn that there's me'ila as soon as the gizbar hands it over. The id detani reisha haitzi, tani seifa nami haitzi. Okay, since the reisha used the lashon of haitzi, which is dainu like the case of where he put it, tsrurin, the reisha needed that case. Therefore, in the seifa we say haitzi as well, but it's lav davka, one big lav davka in the seifa. Okay, zok the next mishnah. Hasheleach yad bepikadon. So a person has a pikadon, and he decides he's going to keep it for himself. Okay, the shomer decides, I'm taking it. Now, you have to add in, as Rashi says, now he goes ahead, he shaleach yad, and at some point, he sells it, okay? He sells it, let's say. Okay, meaning it's gone now. So he's going to have to pay the up and the down. Okay, meaning if it went up in value, it sounds like, or down in value, he's going to be on the hook. He's going to pay kishas haitza. It's not clear yet what is the machlokes beisham and beisola. And in fact, it won't be clear what the machlokes beisham and beisola is until almost most of the way through Amud Beis. Okay, but we're going to spend some time trying to figure that out. Okay, so we have a machlekes beisham and beis hillel. What are you on the hook for when you shaleach yad b'kadan and then use it and then spend it, sell it, whatever, use it? Rabbi Akiva Eimer that it's you're going to pay kishas hatzvia. So beis hillel says kishas haitza. Rabbi Akiva says kishas hatzvia, which means when you go to Beis Din. And Beis Shammai seems to be saying you're going to be chayiv whether it goes up or down in value. So we have to figure out what this machlekes is because Beis Shammai is talking about you're going to be chayiv whether it goes up or down in value. Beis Hillel is talking about when you're going to be chayiv, right? When is that chayiv triggered, which is kisha hitza? And Rabbi Akiva is also talking about when is it going to be triggered, which is shas hatviya. Okay, so what's going on? So zakta gemara, amar rabba. Let's put this in the context of shitas rabba, which we are familiar with from Perek Meruba, Samach Hey, okay, Amar Rabba. Hi man, the gozel chavite, a person steals a barrel, the chamra of wine, mechavre from his friend, meikara shavya zuze. When he stole it, it was worth one zuz, hashta shavya arba. Now it's worth four, and tafre shasa, he breaks the barrel or he drinks it, mishalem arba. He's going to pay four, okay? So he has to pay the higher value, itbar mimela, if it broke on its own, then mishalem zuza. Okay, so it broke all on its own. He's only going to be chayiv kishas hagazela, which was the onesos. My taima, why? Now, in the Gemara in Meruba, this my taima of Rabba does not appear. My taima. So now we're going to try to understand why is it that Rabba would hold you're going to pay four. So the Gemara says kivan di issa hadra lamara be'ena. Since if it was around at the time, it already went up to the value of four, you would be chayiv to give it back. Hahishaitza de kashasle de katavarla. Once you go ahead and you drink it or you break the barrel, kagazomine, you are stealing, and at that point, vitanan, so you're stealing it at the later point, vitanan, kol gazan b'sham kishas hagazela. Okay, you're going to pay kishas hagazela, which is what? What's the shas hagazela? When it went up in value, because that's considered the shas hagazela when you drink it or when you break it. Avid lay, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we have to get there. We have to discuss this. I mean, we mentioned this in Meruba, but I'll mention it again just because it's fundamental. It's Yisoidi. It's bar memela. If it broke on its own, mishalim zuza. If it broke on its own, you're going to pay a zuz. My time hashale of leimidi. It broke on its own. Therefore, you didn't do anything. And therefore, what is the din? It was only worth a zuz. So again, he has to pay. When it breaks, you pay kishasa gazela. So if it went up in value and you broke it, so the shas hagzela is when you broke it. If you didn't break it and it went up in value, well, there's only one maisa geneva to pin you to, which is what? The original maisa geneva, and that was a zuz. So what's pshat over here? So the ktsais in Siman Lamed Aleph, Sifkat and Gimel says that the chiyuv here is midin mazik. In other words, what's he coming to answer? I think your point. Your point is that ain't a ganav, right? You're not going to be chayiv. It has to be, you have to steal. Mugunami Besa Ish. You have to steal from someone's house. Well, after he already stole it, so that's your first Maisa Geneva. I took it out of his house. Then it went up. Well, how are we calling it a new Maisa Geneva when he broke it? Therefore, the Ketzais holds that you're really chayiv midin mazik, which is problematic in this Gemara because the Gemara clearly says you're chayiv midin gezela, right? But he says the one you're chayiv midin gezela and then tack on another three midin mazik. So we're not going to get into answering the Ketzais right now. The other Achorinim try to answer it. But the Nesiva says that pshat here is actually no. That, and he's answering that kasha that's bothering the Ketzais, which is, how do you have a Geneva? Achar Geneva. It's two Genevas. And he says that the definition of Geneva is removing it from the Bailam. The first Geneva physically took it out of the Bailam's Rishus. The second Geneva took it out of the Bailam's Rishus from the fact that it no longer belongs to the Bailam anymore because it's broken. It's gone now. Okay, so it is considered a Yitzil Amirishas Bailam, albeit not necessarily physically removed from their Rishas, and therefore it can trigger a new Maisa Gazela, and he would hold that you could have two Maisa Gazelas in this situation like this, and therefore you're going to pay. So again, when there's a later Maisa Gazela, you're going to pay based on the later Maisa Gazela. But when there's no later Maisa Gazela, then, meaning the Hainu that it broke on all its own, so you're going to pay the original, which is one. And then finally, Rav Chaim learns that the Rambam holds a third pirish, which is that it's considered a hamshacha. The second maisa, it's not a new maisa gazela or geneva, but rather it's considered a continuation of the original maisa. It stretches. Okay, but either way, you're considered a gazlan on this. Okay, so now, That is Rabba's din. Why are we bringing in Rabba's din? Because we need to figure out what is going on in the Mishnah between the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said that Shaleach Yad B'Pikadon, which would make you a Ganav, right? You're stealing it, ostensibly. This is according to the way some of Rishonim explain it. And Beis Shammai holds that you're going to pay the up or the down. Yeser, right? That's what it seems to be saying. Yilaka b'chayser uvi yeser. Beis Hillel says you're going to pay kishas haitza. So what's going on? Tanan, Beis Hillel lemim kishas haitza. How do we understand Beis Hillel? Okay? My kishas haitza. Ilem kishas haitza min ha'olam. When it broke. Okay? So let's look at it when it broke. Let's put this in the context of when you actually use the item, you drank. For instance, using our example of a bottle of wine, let's say that that was the pikadon, and when you actually drank it, uvemai ibechaser, let's say it went down in value. So you want to tell me, Beis Hillel says, what is bishas haitza when you drank it, right? Put it into the context of Rava, just to understand this. You were shaleach yad with a barrel of wine, and then you drank the barrel of wine. Beis Hillel says, you're going to pay the value based on when you drank it. Now, if the barrel of wine went down in value, really? You're going to pay a lower value? Let's say when you stole it, it was worth four, and now it went down to one. You're going to pay one? Frektimar, that's not true. The Mishnah says clearly, kol ha-gazonin, mishalim kishas ha-gazela. All gazonin pay kishas ha-gazela, which means you got to pay the four, the amount it was at the time when you stole it. The yeser. Now, fine. You want to tell me that it went up in value, so then that's shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, right, kol ha-gazonin, mishalim kishas ha-gazela would tell me you're going to pay the higher amount if it went down. Beis Shammai holds, oh, and if it went up, right, if it went up, then Beis Shammai holds, you're going to pay b'chaser u'b'yeser, b'chaser u'b'yeser. Well, guess what? If you're telling me Beis Hillel holds by a case where it goes up, you're going to pay kishas haitza when you drink it, that sounds exactly like Beis Shammai. So what's the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? There is no machlekes, according to you. Elas, you have to say, what is kishas haitza? That must be pshita kishas haitza mi Beis Bailim. That means when he was shaleach yad, when he took it. So it can't be when he actually drank it. The shliach did two things. He took the item to do something with it. Let's say to drink it, to sell it, to drink it, to break it, whatever. But to do drink it. So the shas haitzah could either be, it can't be now we just said when he actually drinks it, because maman of shach, right, Beis Hillel is either not true or Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai. So how are we going to understand it? It must be pshita kishas haitzah Beis Baal. It must be when he was shaleach yad, when he took it. So if so, we got a problem. Why? Because Lema Rabba Damar Ki Beis Shammai. Rabba's going to hold like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai holds that if it goes up in value, you're going to pay the higher value. Beis Hillel says, no, you're only going to pay the value when you stole the barrel of wine. Dainu Yerushalech Yad. Right? You took the barrel of wine. So you're telling me Rabba's din is like Beis Shammai? That can't be. Amalach Rabba. No. So he's going to say, B'yeser, when it actually went up in value. Kulei alma loy pligi. There's going to be no machlekes. If it went up in value, everybody, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is going to hold. You're going to pay the higher amount. Ki pligi b'chaser. We're going to argue about what happens if it goes down. Meaning, from the time when he shaleach yad, until he actually, let's say, drinks the wine, it goes down in value. Beis Shammai Savri, now we're going to get into different machleksim here that we've had, right? We're coming to the end of Hamafkid, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. So we're going to sum up a bunch of concepts that we've already are very familiar with. So Beis Shammai Savri, Shlichas Yad, Ein Et Tzricha Chesaron. That Shlichas Yad doesn't require Chesaron, which means as soon as I take it, it becomes I, the Shomer, it becomes mine. I become a Gazlan on it the second I take it, whether or not I've used it at all. Okay, and therefore, v'chi chaser b'rushusei didei chaser. So Beis Shammai is going to hold chaser uvi yeser, meaning when it went down, if it goes up, so then you're going to have to pay based on the value if it goes up. If it goes down, Beis Shammai has, right? Everybody holds that, because everybody holds of Rabba's din, which if it goes up in value, that's considered a new Maisa Gazela. Okay? The question is, can we pin it to your first Maisa Gezela? Beis Shammai says, Savi Shichas Hanein Tzricha Chasaron, and therefore, there's a Maisa Gezela when you took it, and even if it should go down in value, you're going to pay the higher amount. V'chi Chasar B'rushus Adidei Chasar. We consider it, since you did steal it, it is yours. You have Kenyani Gezela on it for B'shlichas Yad. Therefore, it's your Rishus, the Hainu Yudur Shimer, and you have to pay Kishas, the original Gezela. Beis Hillel Savi Shichas Yad Tzricha Chasaron. That it needs chesaron, and therefore, when you were shaleach yah, you didn't actually take it. Chaser versus the demare chaser, it went down, right? So, what would be the machlekes? The machlekes would be, is the shlichas yad considered a maisa gezela to mechayev you the higher of the two? Either the shlichas yad, like we had Rabba says, when you actually steal it, you're going to pay the higher of the two, because you essentially, the way we explained it, unless according to some achronim, is you have two Maisa Gezelas, or a continuation of the Maisa Gezela, okay? And therefore, that seems to be the Machlekes. Frak the Gemara, well, if so, if that's what you're saying the Machlekes B'Sham V'Sil is, Elohadam Rabba, Shlichas Yad Einet Tzrichi Chisarain, Rabba holds that Shlichas Yad doesn't need Chisarain. Which means, who is that like? Lame Rava Damar Kibay Shammai. Rava holds like Bay Shammai. You're by determining that the machlokes between Bay Shammai and Bay Hillel, when Rava says it is a statement that Shlichas Yad ain't a Tzricha Chisaron, and by making that Shitas Bay Shammai, and that the machlokes Bay Shammai and Bay Hillel, you've now pigeonholed Rava into Shitas Bay Shammai, which we don't like. Right? Because we pass on like Beis Hillel, you're automatically, okay. So now, Ella, Hachamaya Skinan, what are we talking about? Going to Tiltala, let's try another approach. Okay, so the case of our Shomer, who decided to be Shaleach Yad in our Mishnah, what's the Machlekes? That he took it to, he moved it to put Geislis on it. Okay? Uvishal Shalamidas Kamiflagi, and it's a Machlekes in Shal Shalamidas. Beishamai Savri, that as soon as he moved it, he became a Shoel Shalamidas Gazlan Haba. If he's a Gazlan, now trigger Rabba. Again, we're working within Rabba's logic. Trigger Rabba, which means that you're going to pay the higher of the two. Shoel Shalamidas is a Gazlan. And then later, if you were to actually use it, break it, drink it, whatever it is, then you would be a Gazlan at that point. You're going to pay the higher of the two, which is standard Rabba. B'chi chaser b'rushus d'idei chaser. So therefore, it went down in value in your rishus. B'shol savri shoel shalamidas. Shoel Hava, that you're only a Shoel, you're not a Gazlan, and therefore your original Maisa wasn't anything, and if it goes down in value, there's only one Maisa Gzela, which is when you actually use it. The original Shichas Yad doesn't constitute a Maisa Gzela, and therefore B'chi Chaser B'rushus D'Mari Chaser, and that would be the Machlekes. Well, guess what? You're also going to have a problem, because Rava also said, Elohada Amar Rava, Shoel Shalemidas L'Rabbanon, Gazlan Hava, Lema Rava D'Amar Kibay Shammai. Again, Rava is again, Vaiter Kibay Shammai. Because Rava said Shoel Shalamidas is a Gazlan, right? Again, both of these answers are essentially using the same format, which is we're locked into Rava. Rava has to be the Divrei HaKol, which means the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is, are there two Gezelas? Rava says when there's two, again, the way we're explaining it, when there's two Gezelas, one when you took it originally and one when you actually used it, when there's two Gezelas, then everyone's going to hold, you're going to pay the higher of the two. Over here, we're talking about the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is your first Maisa of Shlichas Yad considered a Gezela or not? Beis Hillel says no in both of these. The problem with both of those is that Rava says both Shlichas Yad ain't Shlichas Chisaron and Shoel Shalamidas is a Gazlan. So that means that you're a Gazlan at the outset, right? As soon as you're Shaleach Yad. So what is the Machlekes? Again, what is the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah? Ella hachol b'shvach shel gzela kamithli. We're talking about, let's say the gzela improves. Okay, meaning you stole it. The animal was stolen. Shlichas, however you took the pikadon, which now for the purposes of our context, we're not going to use an animal. Okay, we were using a barrel of wine. We were using a step stool. We use a barrel of wine. But it doesn't matter what the pikadon is. But it's the concept here that matters. Which means that really, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you're going to be a gazlan when? At the time of Shlichas Yad. The question is, what about the Shvach Shel Gzela Kamiflagi? What happens, for instance, if the Gzela goes up in value? Beis Shammai Savri Shvach Gzela De Nigzal Havi. It's going to belong to the Nigzal. Ubeis Hillel Savri Shvach Gzela De Gazlan Hava. Now, what we're saying is like this. It's not the market price went up or down. It's Shvach that was produced by the Gazlan. So this obviously can't be a barrel of wine because barrel of wine can't produce anything. Okay, but let's say it's an animal and it has gizos of blood they sell. Put it in the context of an animal. Really, when you were Shaleach Yad, you stole it. And the whole machlokes is, what happens if between the time you stole it and the time you used the animal, sold it or otherwise disposed of it, okay? What happens if it produced the giza v'avoida? Are you going to be chayiv? So we looked at the Hani Tanai, and that is like a Machlekes Tanai, and we had Vayter in Bava Kama, later, Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Hey, the Hani Tanai, the Tanya. HaGoizel is HaRachel, you steal a sheep. Gozuzah V'yolda Mishalim Oysav Eskizasev, that's what they said, the very mayor. Mayor holds, you're going to be chayiv to pay the shearings and the Vlad, any Vlad that was produced by this animal, that's considered a Shvach Gezela. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gezela Chizeres Be'ene. You just have to give the animal back, meaning the Shvach, the Gazlan can keep the Shvach. And that is the Machlekes over here. Now, the Mefarshim in Bava Kamma explain that really Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to Shita's thesis there, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a gazov shinoi is kaina. So it's considered a shinoi in the animal and you're kaina. Rabbi Meir also holds shinoi is kaina. What's going on over here? If you remember, it's a knas. Okay, so are we gonna issue a knas on the gazlan that he's gonna have to pay the gisasav of other sav, the animal that he stole? It changed. Now, does he have to pay it or not? Okay, and that is essentially the whole machlekes here, Beisham and Beis Hillel, which kind of seems out of place, right? So we got to vector it back in. We got to work it back in. But
we didn't give that as an option before that it's a knas.
That's Rameir Shita. Rameir Shita is, in other words, that's even if you hold Shina is kinda, yes. Even if you hold Shina is kinda, so it puts it in a different category, still you're going to have to pay the set, it's a knas. Now, Dekanami, so the Mishnah says, and the Gemara at the outset doesn't love this, right? Because if you think about this, we're dealing with Pekadon, it sounds like we're going up and down, right? And so far in our mind, we're talking about Rabba, Tavar Vashasya, right? It goes, the value changes. We're now making it that it's not about the value, market price up or down, but the thing you stole actually produced something, right? And now it's a question of does the Gazlan get to keep it, or does the Nigzal, does to the original buy them? So the Gemara says, no, I'm telling you that this must be the Pshat. Dekanami, I go into the words of the Mishnah. Dekatani, Beishami used a weird Lashon. Dekatami, Beishami Oimrim, Yilaka Bechaser Uveyeser. It said Chaser Uveyeser, Uveysil Oimrim Kishas Haitza Shmamina. Meaning, if it was really like you're thinking, Rabba, barrel, market price went up, then it would have said a Lashon of Zul and Yiker. It got cheaper or more expensive. It says here, Chaser, reduced. Yes, sir. Increased, right? So that sounds more like shvach, and therefore, the machlekes is beishamai and beisol. The machlekes is like the machlekes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, shvach gezelo. Okay, so basically, the way we're understanding it is like this. Let's just be clear where we're. Let's just take stock where we're at. According to, if we put it in, according to Rabba, you stole a barrel of wine that was worth azuz, went up or down. Okay, it makes absolutely meaning. If it went up or down, you're going to be higher for the higher of the two values, okay? Because we're essentially considering it like you have 2 points of gazelle, and you're going to pay the higher of the two. So too by shlichas yad. Anyway, your shaleach yad, according to what we're saying, is ein shlichas chasarain, right? Or shal shalom bidas. However you used it, that is considered a maaseh gazelle at the beginning. And later, when you actually used it, that would also be maaseh gazelle. So that those two examples will exactly parallel Rabba. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel would both agree in those cases that you're going to pay the higher of the two. There's no machlekes there. When does Beis Hillel say you're going to pay b'shas haitza? Where does he? What's the machlekes here? It has to do with the shvach gezela, right? And like the machlekes, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Now, when we get to Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva Eimer, kishas hatviya. Let's move on. Kishas hatviya. But before we move on, hold on 1 second. Kishas in Beis Hillel, kishas haitza doesn't really have anything to do with the pekadon and the value, pegging the value we're along, right? It has nothing to do with that. It's an entirely new machlokes of shvach gezela, right? It's not what point in time are we pegging the value of the item, because again, we both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold like Rabba, which is if you have 2 points in time that you can measure the gezela, when it was shlichas yad or when you actually used it, you're going to pay the higher of the two. So kishas haitza, it doesn't have to do with pegging a value when the market price changes on something, okay? Rabbi Akiva says, right? And Rabbi Akiva, so it's interesting, he says, kishas hatviya, that you're going to pay kishas hatviya, which sounds like we are back to finding a point in time, which is the time you go to Beis Din, you're going to pay the value of the item when you went to Beis Din. Now, that's not a maaseh gezela. Maaseh gezela is either shlichas yad or when you used it. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, no. It is talking about going up or down, and you're pegging it. Okay, so essentially, Tesis addresses this, and he says, "Rabbi Kiva Palig Azul V'Yoker Da'amar Misham Kishas Hatvia Bein Huzul V'Yoker." So, Rabbi Kiva is going to hold. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that Shlichas Yad would function like Gezela, which means we would be subject to the din of Rabba, which is if the value is going to market value is going to go up or down, you're going to pay the higher of the two. Rabbi Kiva argues in that point. He says Shlichas Yad is different. Shlichas Yad, when the market price moves. We don't go like Rabba. He's arguing on both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We don't go like Rabba. And rather, I'm going to be backwards. Rabba isn't going in. But Shlichas Yad works differently than Gezela. And that is, by Shlichas Yad, there's a pasuk, we'll see, we'll get to it in a second, that you're going to pay Kishas Hatviya, which is the time you go to Bezdin. Now, why is Shlichas Yad different? So Mefarshim explained in Tesis, because Tesis is saying that that's the machlekes here of Ikiva, that it's because by Shlichas Yad, it's Behetera Asaliyade. So it's not considered, meaning the fact that he has the item is Be'etera Asaliyade. Initially, he got into his Rishos in an Eifen Heter, and therefore, we're not going to consider it 2 points of Gezela, and that leaves us open to say in Rabbi Akiva that we can find a different time when the market value of the item should change, we're going to peg it to Shas HaTviyah. Okay, so let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva that you pay kishas hatvia. Umayd Rabbi Akiva, makam sheyesh edim. However, so now says Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, new din on Rabbi Akiva. So number one, halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Umayd Rabbi Akiva, makam sheyesh edim. If you have edim who know that the guy took it, then and we know what the value is, the edim know what the value is at the time that it was taken. There's edim that it was taken. Then we actually are going to go Bishas of the Shlichas Yad, or Bishas the Edim saw that he took it. My time with Amakrab, because the pasuk says, "Asher hu loy yitinenu b'yom hashmasai." When he did the bad deed, b'yom hashmasai. When he did the bad deed, if Edim saw him do the bad deed, so then we're going to say that's the value that he should pay based on when the Edim saw it. If the Edim didn't see it, what's considered the bad deed done? That's Bishas Tvia when you go to Bezdin. The kivan de ika Edim ya hishaita hu dechayev lei ash. Ashma. Okay, that is when you're considered an Ashma. That is your Ashma. Amalei Rabbi Yishei, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, really, you want to tell me, Ato Emer Kain, that you want to tell me that even though Rabbi Kiva says, Kishas HaTfiyah, you're paying Kishas HaTfiyah, if there are Edim, you're going to pay Kishas HaEdim. Really? Hachi Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yechanan. Cholok Haya Rabbi Kiva. Afilu B'makam Sheyesh Edim. No, Rabbi Kiva was definite, right? He said, when is it you're going to pay when it's Shas HaTfiyah? It's not subject. If there are no edim, then you pay shas hatfiyah. But if there are edim, you pay shas hatfiyah. It's always shas hatfiyah. My time with Amakra, lasher ulo yitinenu b'yom hashmasai, ubeidina hu dekam achayv ilay ashma. You're only considered an ashma once you go. This item was given to you as a pikadon. You're only considered an ashma. As far as we're concerned, you're a shomer until you go to Bezin and they don on the case and they say, you're a bad guy. You're a shaleich bayad. Okay? Amalei Rav Zeira, Rav Abba, Bar Papa. So we're not sure if Rav Yechanan really, Rav Yechanan seemed to be arguing. So I'm going to say, Rav Abba Bar Papa, ki also saw some. When you go there, when you go to Rav Yaakov, when you're on the way, so then take a detour. Akif asulma detzur, v'ol gabed Rav Yaakov. So stop by Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, ubaimine, and he knows what Rav Yechanan said, and ask him the following shayla, ishmiyele the Rav Yechanan alach Rav Akiva, in alach Rav Akiva. Ask him if the halacha is like Rav Akiva or not. Okay, so go, by the way, ask him what it is. Amar le'achim Rav Yechanan, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva le'olam. The halachas are Rabbi Akiva le'olam. Now, we originally said halachas are Rabbi Akiva. That was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Umayda, but he added on the second din of Mayda Rabbi Akiva makam sheish edim, that we're going to peg the value up and down to the time when the edim saw. So, what is this my la'olam? Amar Rav Ashi shaloi tamar hanimim leheicha deleka edim al leheicha deka edim loy. No, even when there are edim, the halachas are Rabbi Akiva, we're always going to go based on shas hatfiyah bedin. So, according to this version of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi's understanding of the Shmua from Rav Yechanan would tak a hold that Rabbi Akiva halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and it's la'olam, meaning it's even when there were edim, we're still pegging the value that you have to pay to the shas hatfiyah. Or minami da hadra leduchta. Okay, so or what is the lo'ilam? So you just assume according to Rav Ashi, the lo'ilam Rabbi Akiva in our case over here, dining on our case, which is how far Rabbi Akiva go. Is it even when the Edom saw? Do you still peg it to the Shas HaTfiyah? Or you could say that the lo'ilam of Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said, so he took this whole detour and he went to ask Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. He said lachazak Rabbi Akiva lo'ilam. The lo'ilam could be either like we're saying, and we have a good answer to our shiloh. Right? And we're seeing that there is no chilek between Edim or no Edim. Rabbi Kiva always holds Shas HaTfiyah, and Allah is like him. Or you could say that the La'ilam is, V'inamid ha'hadra lo duchta v'itbara. Go back to the previous Rabbi Kiva we had a couple days ago, which was the Rabbi Kiva of where he put it back. Right? The machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, do you have to let the Bailam know when you take something, when you steal something, and you put it back, do you have to let the Bailam know? And that could be the La'ilam. If you returned it back to its place and it broke, that you are going to be chayiv, lafukim to Rabbi Yishmael, not like Rabbi Yishmael, da'am ar-loi bein and das bailim, kamash malon bein and das bailim. Okay, so again, according to one of the two versions of how we understand Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan would, according to one of the two versions, Rav Yechanan said that even if there are Edim, even if there are Edim that saw that he took this item, you are going to always pay Rabbi Kiva Kishas Hatviya. Why is that Nageya? Because we said that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. However, V'Rava Amar, halacha ki Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Okay, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, meaning what? That if when there's Shlichus Yad, the item goes up or down in value, really it's Beis Hillel, right, in Beis Shammai, so it's 2 points. Number one, that we're going not like Rabbi Akiva. Shlichus Yad is no different than regular Gezeila. Just like Rabbi Rabba says regular Gezeila, the value goes up or down, you're going to pay the higher of the two. But the halacha is like Beis Hillel, Benageya, to the Machlokes Beis Shammai, which is that if there's, the Gezeila has Shvach, you're going to pay, the Gazlan gets to keep the Shvach. You pay kishas haitzah, meaning that the gazan gets to keep the shvach. Okay, meaning it's kishas haitzah mi beis ba'alim, as it was. And if it changed afterwards, we're not going to penalize like Rameir, but rather like Rabbi Yehuda, the shino of the animal is going to be kaina, and the shvach of the animal you're going to get to keep. Okay? And we'll stop here.